What movement? Whose movement? The Nazi movement? The Klan movement? States' rights? Racial nationalist? German-American? Anti-communist? Majority rights? White Christian? White conservative? For practically every cell of the hard right in this country, you'll find a separate definition of what the movement is, as well as what the goal is and the methods for achieving that goal. Not to mention the identity of that special person to lead us on to that great destiny. Some of it gets pretty damned ridiculous, which is why I stopped where I was in listing movement brand names above. It is never my intent to offend anyone doing the best they can. There are huge ideological and theoretical differences in these movement groupings, but because these are in the realm of thought and paperwork, they are rendered as very slight when compared to the main tasks we each purport to undertake. And when compared to those fundamentals we definitely share in common. The problem comes in when movement people start thinking and acting as though there exists already some kind of pie to carve up, some bag of marbles to be taken home. Perhaps more than a few place much higher emphasis on giving the effect of doing something, instead of doing something in fact. A serious man will usually be found willing to work, but a fun seeker generally will refuse to be parted from his plaything. I found part of the solution to this age-old problem we face in the pages of an issue of Pastor Miles from the Mountain Point. One good comrade, Rocky Suhada, used the term resistance movement in reference to the pro-white, anti-Jewish struggle we all are involved in. This is a natural. It answers so many of the criteria left out by all other names for the overall movement that I've heard of to date. Most importantly, it isn't funky and doesn't reek of the useless, crappy right-wingism which has practically made dirty words of nationalist, American, and even white, when used in group names and movement efforts. With resistance movement, we eliminate any inference of divided loyalties and mixed priorities, such as with for God, race, and nation. Most important of all, the name implies a kind of dead seriousness and strikes down the stupid, silly notion that somehow we are all big wheels, each vying for a piece of the political pie. It reduces the concept of the movement to its most basic common denominator, survival. In two words, resistance movement, it poses to the intelligent mind most of the ultimate questions of the day. Resistance to what? What are the real forces in the land to be resisted? And what power is behind these forces? Which segment of the population is actually resisting, which are coexisting, and which are actually in support of these controlling forces? At the quickest glance, any observer will see that we speak of the general anti-white drive afoot in every branch, at every level of officialdom, and they will know what it is we are resistant to, ZOG. The Zionist occupation government. They will know that we do not alternate between established political parties because the system, the establishment, controls them all. He will see that we are resistant to the takeover of our government and our land by an enemy of our people. The term may not be the most original, but it does provoke the right thought and it does fit the situation perfectly. Furthermore, it is a term that each of us, without exception, should be freely able to identify with and wholeheartedly subscribe to. The better-known resistance, the one in France during the German occupation, contained elements from the entire political spectrum, from Gaullists to communists and back again. But they were united into the one purpose and they were very effective, as any history of the French resistance will reveal. None of our own elements in the present day are nearly so far apart as were many of those in France during the 1940s. Our similarities are greater, there is far more at stake, and the enemy today is the ultimate world enemy. According to all this then, we should vastly outdo any efforts of the French underground of the Second World War, who were merely out to liberate their soil from the military presence of a white, Northern European neighbor Germany. We are out to remove all trace of an alien presence wherever the white race is found. I hope this may provide some of the basis that must be hammered out toward the formation of a true, functioning movement. And that we may freely repair to its common usage as we struggle to build this movement while we yet have the spare time on our hands to do so. Voice me.